This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Your best inflation hedge is a cash-flowing business of your own. Get your free report by visiting BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seen the terror alerts they put up on television from mild to imminent to fearmonger. Well, now they're going to have NOAA, the National Weather Service, to the world putting out climate alerts every time there's a tornado or a hurricane or a typhoon. It's our fault. And they'll have lots of graphics up on television telling us why it's hot in the summer, why it's cold in the winter, and how all the penguins drowned in Antarctica, and how all the polar bears died in the Arctic. Of course, it won't matter if there's five times the polar bears today that there were in 1955, according to the federal government and its survey, and the Russian numbers show the same thing. Reality doesn't matter. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but they just follow a playbook. I've had to have said at least 100 times the last couple months that when they finally strike supposed ISIS to really cover up the fact that our government is running the whole show, and has been for 4 years, that they would come out and say that they had struck some little subgroup. Because there are a bunch of different jihadi groups that aren't under Western NATO CIA control. And that they would actually destroy groups that were competing, like Khorasan, that has 50 members, they think. And there was an imminent attack coming from them. And I said earlier this week, I said last week, I said a month ago, I said probably every day till everyone was sick of hearing it, that they would not even strike real ISIS because that's the entire real force. You can't bomb the force you just armed and trained, but you've got to have the PR excuse to start bombing outside of the Constitution and congressional authorization inside Syria, and this is how they do it. They may come out in a month and say that Assad's secretly with ISIS or something. I mean, that's how stupid they think you and I are. But sure enough, I was just talking and the guys pulled up the NOAA weather alerts. And it says soon they're going to give us climate alerts. So it always starts with something legitimate sounding. Bzz, 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 your phone turns on. High water alert. High water alert. Or bzz, bzz, wildfires in your area. Now it's bzz, bzz, hot weather because of climate change. Extreme weather. Climate change. With the authority of government saying it's quote, global warming, climate change. Well, there's always change. Now, the government messages, this is how it starts, from the president about terror threats and from NOAA and from the Department of Education and, oh, get your vaccines, bzz, bzz, bing, bing, depending on how you have your phone set. And now it's constant. It'll be the middle of the night, and my phone, and it wasn't like this until a few months ago, will turn on and start giving me alerts. Before, it would had to be on to do that, so I have to turn it off and put it in another room when it's raining in Austin, or the bzz, bzz, government messages. I remember they were trying this back in the 80s, and I covered it in the 90s. People didn't believe it when I was reading articles about it. Now it's here. And this is all part of the internet kill switch, government taking over radio, TV, the EAS alert systems. But what's important is they're now rolling it out, which tells you we're closer to the big D-Day globalist takeover. So we're going to analyze Lord Obama's speech at the UN. We are going to break down what's happening with Khorasan and these strikes. And I was watching CNN this morning, and they had the female newsreader there listening to the military analyst speak going, She was just going, she had this look on her face, this total concern, totally fake, of how deadly ISIS is and how they're about to blow us all up. Yeah, after our government gave them the weapons.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America, America, America.
Are fighting today, we funded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is only way your
live, ladies and gentlemen, locked and loaded. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of September, 2014. And our news director and great graphics designer, Rob Dew, if you're a TV viewer, Just put out that little video intro promo that we just premiered to kick off the official transmission here today. We had some guests lined up, but I went ahead and had the decks cleared because I want to cover news in depth. I want to play big pieces of Obama's UN speech today and analyze it from invoking Ferguson, that America is a horrible police state, while they push the police state. To saying that they're going to save the world from ISIS and Khorasan, and they're going to save the world with global carbon taxes and taking over your cell phones and the internet with all sorts of climate change fear-mongering alerts. See, I told you the Amber Alerts start with kidnapped kids and flash floods and wildfires. Sounds reasonable. But the plan, since 1997, when I learned about it from the Texas Association of Broadcasters, where I was talking to one of their high-level people, he put me in touch with some engineers, and then they gave me the restricted documents that I made a film about, Police State 2000, where they were already getting them ready then, saying, government's going to take over hours of programming a day, we're going to jack into radio and TV, we're going to jack into the internet, and there's going to be smartphones in the future, the little handheld computers. And we are going to force our programming over it for the public service. No more will you play public service announcements. That'll still happen, but it won't just be that. We will take over when we want. Now, people watched Police State 2000, about 20 minutes of the two-hour film got into that. I thought, this is crazy. Even though I showed the EAS machines, even though I showed the secret documents, even though they actually at the time figured out who one of the engineers was and fired him over it. I've never told this story. And he blew his head off. That's how screwed up this country is. This guy managed 10 stations in town. Blew his head off. So that's what people have gone through just so we can tell you what's coming before it happens. So don't let this be pearls before swine here, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you knowing this intel before it's rolled out, okay? And now they've announced NOAA has come out, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, I think that's what it stands for, and is saying in a press release, we're going to be giving you climate change, global warming, scare tactic, written by Al Gore, alerts. They already have little kids in the U.S. and Australia, you can pull this up, counting their carbon calories and deciding when to die. And if they don't decide to commit suicide, this is ABC News, you can pull it up. Then little animals die and blood squirts out of baby pigs and chickens. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. You can't make this up. You can't make up 2 plus 2 equals 5. Other common core stuff, 7 plus 3 equals 11. 7 plus 8 equals wrong numbers. This is about them getting away with committing crime out in the open to trample us underfoot and break our will. And that's the admitted policy of saying, I'm going to open the borders up without even an executive order. That would be illegal, but just forget the executive order. I'm going to execute carbon taxes and shut down half our power plants when Congress says no and votes it down, just because I feel like it. I'm going to launch strikes even though Congress says they'll authorize. I don't need your authorization. That's what this is all about. That's what it's all about, is completely training us to accept anything and everything. Kind of like, oh, the NSA isn't spying on anybody without a warrant. Then it comes out they're spying on everything. And then people find secret cell phone towers up everywhere, stealing our data in live time. And the FBI comes out on national television and says, it must be hackers. And then, of course, it comes out in the Associated Press that they've, and the Washington Post yesterday, that they've ordered the police departments to lie to the public when people say, what are these? That is called an organized crime conspiracy. a racketeering operation 101, a criminal state. And I want to be clear, this is the administration doing this and the power structure. The federal marshals, the FBI, the Secret Service are all completely freaked out about this, and they're the ones being spied on. They're the ones being set up. The officers at the Pentagon get called into briefings. Just come out in the news and say, all 10,000 of you have been found with child porn on your computer. And they go, excuse me? We didn't. Doesn't matter. It's on your computer. So you play ball or you're going to be indicted. See, all this hacking's two ways, folks. All these chips already on the computers from Intel and Microsoft, it's come out, that are remote controlled by design. They don't even need to be plugged into the internet or wireless. They can be controlled by the cell signals. We told you that 7 years ago because the engineers brought us the documents. 7 years ago. It was in the news in January of this year that, oh, new Intel chips can be energized from a distance under a secret NSA contract. It's not new. We're not in Kansas anymore. That's what I keep trying to get through to people. There it is. Secret G3 Intel chip gives Snoop's backdoor PC access. People want me to give the name out of the engineer? You know what? The family asked me not to talk about it when he blew his head off 15 years ago. But it's been 15 years. Maybe I should talk about it. Talk about Kevin, who was in those meetings with the feds. And then everybody else was just so scared. And then he spoke out, and then they fired him, and then he went bankrupt a year later, and he blew his head off. People basically were forced to suicide over this just basic information in America that you should know the preachers are government spies. You should know their government program. You should know about InfraGuard. You should know about all this. You have a right. This is a scientific takeover. It's evil. People say, oh, you have so much courage to fight it, Alex. Thank you. Courage? I'd have to be the most crazy brave person on earth not to fight this. That's why I don't want people calling and complimenting me ever again. What I'm doing is what you're supposed to do. I'll tell the story about raccoons in the garage multiple times. Usually you come in your garage, you forget, leave it open, they're entering the dog food, pull them, you know, late at night, garage door's left open, walk out in the morning, and there's a whole family of raccoons in your thing. As long as you're nice to them, they'll run off. But if they feel cornered, they're completely vicious. It's not that they have courage. It's that they are alive and have their basic instincts. We're cornered, folks. I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to be in these criminals' face. I don't have a choice. Have you figured that out? They're not going to leave anything standing. It's a full takeover because criminals have to destroy good. Criminals have to destroy checks and balances. Criminals have to destroy honor and dignity and good people. Even if you don't think you're good, you are compared to these people. They want a system of total oppression because they believe it's the only system they're safe in. Now, they're really ignorant because historically, tyrannies end up destroying the people that set it up every time. It's the most unstable system, but it's their instinct that's twisted. It's what they do. And I've only covered like one article so far. It's the fact that, you know, now I'm going to get deadly extreme climate due to climate change and global warming from the government. And then you read articles about Google restricting conservatives on the web and saying, well, Microsoft already banned them. We won't stand for climate change denial. And there's a total consensus. No scientist disagrees that man-made global warming is happening. They've got international polls out. The vast majority say it's a complete flaming fraud, but they sit up there on the news saying, no, everyone agrees. Not one scientist. The funny thing is, though, the LA Times came out and said it's pure bull. Because now, if you look at the different studies and numbers, over 90% of real scientists, climatologists, planetologists, you could call them, astrophysicists, meteorologists say it has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And the graphs show that. When it heats, carbon dioxide goes up a year later because there's more life. There's more plants. They're releasing more oxygen and carbon dioxide. They release more carbon dioxide. We release carbon dioxide. They release oxygen. And it's the carbon cycle. It's just so ridiculous. All right, we're going to come back, get into all the news, open the phones up, get into Obama's UN address. It is off the chart evil. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming.
What's coming?
Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here back live. If I'm getting a little bit hysterical, it's because we should be hysterical. We won't get out of this by laying down and going along with the system anymore. If you study human activity, human populations, we know the cycles that countries, peoples, civilizations go through. You look at the cycle we're in, every major historian, every major analyst now concurs with what Ron Paul and myself and Bob Chapman and Gerald Celente and John Williams and Mark Faber and Jim Rogers and so many other people were saying 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It's not hard to know that if you start deficit spending and you start accelerating fiat currency printing, that it may be 20 years, it may be 50 years, you will go Weimar Republic hyperinflation. You will go Zimbabwe inflation. And the system has been doing this on purpose, gearing up the police state, gearing up the apparatus of state control, gearing up a system of oppression. And it'd be bad enough if they'd done this on purpose to consolidate control, and then we're just getting ready for all the poor people they had to corral. They're getting ready to use the collapse to bring in total totalitarianism to target the intelligentsia. Because the elite want everything for themselves, the life extension technologies. They do not want to share it because they believe that if you give super augmentation, we're talking having a 2,000 IQ is what they believe is going to happen. Kurzweil, Joy, all of them. And they're now open about it. They weren't 20 years ago when I was first warning you. It was in more deep DARPA documents and things that were semi-public. A lot of this stuff would get released and by the National Federation of Scientists, and I'd cover it on air, and then it would say, the Federation of Scientists has been requested by the Department of Defense to reclassify this. And they would send Marine Corps officers to UT Austin and to the Sunshine Project in uniform to demand documents back and things. I mean this was in the news. Documents that we cover in my book that's now in an e-book. It's been out of print for a long time. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. But in there we have the shots of the documents and things where DARPA said, first you'll have a phone, then you'll have contact lenses, then it'll be a chip, and then you'll basically merge with it, and then to bring total peace, everyone will live in tanks, and you'll live in virtual reality from birth to death, and it'll be an artificial programmed reality, and then we will power the computers off the human heat and have basically these big algae tanks and things that produce the protein for the new humanoid species. And you're probably saying, I've heard of this before. It's the Matrix. Yeah, folks, the Wachowski brothers are basically just made a movie about what DARPA believes they're going to do to humans. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but this was in government documents released by the Federation of American Scientists and the Sunshine Project and others. You know what else Sunshine Project released? That they have helicopter drone bases. They had this in like 1996 with the knockout gas that they estimate will kill about 11% of the people. The drones take off. They fly over a couple thousand feet. They spray it. One whiff, you're knocked out. But they said it will cause fires, wrecks, and a large portion of people will just die. Of course, that's what was declassified, and the Marines wanted it reclassified. The deeper documents are those helicopters serviced by robot conveyor belts, just a robot loading system, loads what canisters are there, nerve gas. There are helicopters placed all across the country with grids with lethal nerve gas ready. That's who really runs our government. And, see, I've got all this news here to cover, and it sounds insane, but it's really happening. I'm giving you the rest of the story, what I'm really thinking about. I mean, do people really just want to go along with this elite and just think, oh, it's too extreme, that'll never happen? Really, Obamacare with death panels and the veterans put on secret death list to not give them cancer care and things? And a wink-wink with the yuppies and Ezekiel Emanuel saying, yeah, go ahead, don't give them treatment, let them die. Don't give old people treatment. They're just coming out in the open with everything. They're going to continue until we freak out. What they're trying to do is just titrate the dose, That's how people that work with poisonous snakes, they give them a dose of the poison up and up and up and up until they can take a full dose and not die. Well, that can work the reverse, where they give us tyranny by increment until we just end up accepting everything like the frog in the pot. That's what's happening. We're going to come back and get into the news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh, my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
On corruption. I am your host, Alex Jones. Mikhail Thalen, one of our great writers, who was living in Seattle last year, he's now moved here to work with us, received directly from someone inside government the documents on a secret network of cell towers that were had video, audio, a private internet network for the police, paid for by Homeland Security, that doubled as a cell phone array to steal everybody's data. And we reported last year that the that Homeland Security and the FBI were ordering people not to talk about it. Well, how do they order people not to talk about something that's criminal? And the city council and the state admitted it was illegal and then claimed they turned it off. So we'll go over some of those articles. I want to spend a few minutes with Mikhail because here's our article from last month, August 27th. Remember, this is from the Washington Post yesterday. FBI ordered police department to conceal stingray use. Police tell city council device used to detect IEDs. Well, if it's for IEDs, no, it's to grab everybody's data. So, Mikhail, I mean, you wrote the articles, and look, we don't care about, quote, us getting the credit, but they're supposed to do that. And that's what just like we said millions could die from Ebola because virologists were saying it a month ago, now it's in the news this week in the New York Times. Just like 3 weeks before it was in the New York Times, we went down with video cameras, showed the emergency manager in a major city down on the Texas border with Mexico, McAllen, showed the buses with the illegals, them being given the vouchers, and it took 3 weeks to get mainstream news to admit it. The government premeditatedly is bringing them in, advertising to get them here. We broke that. And we continue to break it. They don't want you to know. And the issue here is the mainstream media knows all this stuff, and their job is to lie to you and to keep you from knowing it. And then once it finally breaks, remember CBS News last week? I made a big deal out of it. It was like, oh, this FBI agent says the towers must be hackers, but the police aren't investigating. Big cell phone towers and hidden cell phone arrays. And property owners are saying, what is this? And they're just like, just don't worry about it. We're sure it's something illegal, but it's not us. Because the FBI wouldn't get data without warrants. That was a quote in CBS on the TV piece. I mean, this is how dumb they think we are. When the city council is on record a month ago in Seattle saying we were told to shut up, and they were on record last year. In fact, what were those headlines? We'll pull some of them up. Secret mesh network, secret spy network discovered in Seattle, Infowars.com behind it. You search it, it comes right up. Mikhail Phelan, Seattle. There it is. Tech company finds mysterious fake cell towers in D.C. That's brand new. 2 days ago. Oh, look, the tech company discovered them. All I'm saying is we broke this, just like we break almost everything else, and it's so frustrating because now they're still playing dumb. We don't know what these are. You know, Jiminy Crickets, we have no idea. In fact, Mikhail, I'm going to bring you back in here in a minute. I want you to go out and get your original articles because I want those. And as soon as we have those, I want you to come back in and talk about this.
All right.
Because I want to show those to people 100% so there's no doubt. So we'll talk to you in a few minutes as soon as you can get those. And I want to have a permanent file on this because I want to show the city documents. You know, we have all the documents in the articles and the rest of it. So as soon as we can do that, we'll do it. There it is. FBI forces police departments across the U.S. to keep quiet about cell phone spying gear. Yeah, but that's from August this year. It's not enough for us to break it a month before. I want to show people middle of last year. So when we get it, we'll bring it up. Okay, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. We told you they were using drones to spy on rural farmers and ranchers. It was in federal documents that were public, in prosecutions of people for building a barn when they're in a recharge area and the feds say they can't, that they were using unmanned aerial vehicles. Predator drones, folks. Remember, and they had AP in thousands of newspapers and TV covered it, saying Alex Jones is a liar, Kurt Nimmo's a liar, Matt Drudge is a liar, there are no drones, they're not going to watch you. There it is. There's Kurt Nimmo's article, 2012. EPA using drones to spy on cattle ranchers in Nebraska and Iowa. And they came out and attacked that article that Drudge carried and said none of it was true. Oh, really? They've now announced that, yes, we're watching everything you do with blimps, with drones. They're building drone bases in every major state. Drone delivery arrives. DHL has parcel copter, takes to the skies. Look at this. Seattle to fine residents, businesses for wasting food. Liberia warns of civil war, collapse from Ebola. CDC Ebola scare for millions. Hospitals unprepared to handle waste. CDC officials warn of mystery virus outbreak. Oh, yeah, and then they admit in the article from that the mystery virus is connected to vaccinated kids. Yeah, every year they line the kids up in August, September, give them the shots, and they get deathly ill, and kids die and have convulsions. And then there's like, oh, we don't know why some are paralyzed and why some are brain damaged and why some died. We don't know why all over the world we inject kids with the HPV shot like they did in Colombia last week, or with the polio shot like they did. They were giving kids polio shots just last week in Syria in the UN area, and the kids were just dying on the spot. Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. And they're just shoveling fraud, shoveling lies, shoveling deceit, and just shoveling, shoveling, shoveling. I told you 4 years ago that they would let Al-Qaeda, renamed all these other names, Khorasan, IS, ISIS, ISIL, to confuse you, because the paradigm broke last year. The military knows the players. And all the fake bin Laden killings, now they say the Turk is dead. Another ace card in the deck of bad guys has been taken out by Barack Obama, who fights Muslim extremists worldwide on 7 continents and 2 oceans and 5 seas, as well as on Mars, the Moon, and Pluto. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the super-duper president who can do anything. He'll save the Earth from climate change. He'll save the Earth from racism. He'll save the Earth from the pesky Muslim extremists. He's Barack H. Obama. He'll also save the Earth from returning veterans, the Tea Party, and those pesky gun owners. Barack H. Obama. Who loves you and who do you love? Barack H. Obama, our Lord and Savior. To quote Jamie Foxx. And as soon as we have those 5 articles written by Mikhail Thalen, this is kind of a pet peeve I've got, I'm going to find them. I'm going to find them right now. Look at this story. Mysterious virus spreading across U.S. and Canada and primarily affecting vaccinated children. Vaccines are causing an unprecedented number of mutations. Oh, and now they're not the old-fashioned, you know, vaccines where it's dead polio or dead attenuated something else. No, no, no. Now they're, quote, high-tech ones where they mutate the viruses and release them. And now the CDC gets to warn us of the outbreak that they, ladies and gentlemen, are basically pushing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to get into Obama's address, and I do want to talk about, we have a bunch of these clips from Obama and his address. Which one should we go to first here? Because there's a lot of them. I've had a lot of clips of Obama before the show today. Tell you what, you just take whichever one you want out of the hopper, and I'll go. I'll analyze it.
I realize that America's critics will be quick to point out that at times we too have failed to live up to our ideals. That America has plenty of problems within its own borders. This is true. In a summer marked by instability in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, I know the world also took notice of the small American city of Ferguson, Missouri, where a young man was killed and a community was divided. So yes, we have our own racial and ethnic tensions. And like every country, we continually wrestle with how to reconcile the vast changes wrought by globalization and greater diversity with the traditions that we hold dear. But we welcome the scrutiny of the world. Because what you see in America is a country that has steadily worked to address our problems, to make our union more perfect. to bridge the divides that existed at the founding of this nation.
So it's all about America has guilt, America is bad. America is run by the New World Order offshore megabanks, mainly in Europe. So instead, he's there like, yeah, we're bad, but we're working to make it better. Thank you so much for bossing us around. And I'm launching these strikes under NATO authority, not congressional authority. And I don't even want their authorization. He's just there groveling to the UN. And then I love how they give the police the training, the armored vehicles, the militarization, the sniper equipment. They send them out. Day one, they're run by the feds with fake Molotov cocktails out there. We caught them. We found the Molotov cocktail cache. The police were told, don't go get it by the feds. It was all staged, okay? All stirred up. And then they go, oh, the feds are going to investigate local police and federalize them so they won't be so thuggish. When it was pure globalist, Rand Corporation, national stabilization, police force training that's been going on since the 90s and updated each year that did that. Those uniforms are federal grants. There's two different ones you can get. Those armored vehicles, federal grants. The sniper training, the tactics, every single bit of it honed in Fallujah, Iraq, honed in areas of Afghanistan like Kabul, all of it brought back here. And I already knew it before I read it, but I read MIT Magazine like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and they admitted that everything in Iraq was a beta test for a smart grid to control everything we do domestically. And they went on to say that Disney World and Disneyland and then whatever that weird Disney community people live in out on the East Coast and Disney Europe were all psych warfare tests run by the Pentagon in real time on how to turn everything into a prison for our security. I mean, you cannot make up how in the actual trade publications that the professors and people read, it's all there because they want fellow travelers to understand. They're let in on all this. When the Austin police chief's in here, and his deputy chief or whatever, we're sitting there talking about Spygrid. He goes, oh, you have no idea what we've got. And I go, yeah, you got stuff that grabs all the cell phones in a lifetime. And he went, ugh. And then the police chief turns and he goes, no, we don't. He's just joking. I was like, come on, man. I'm not the average idiot out there. And I told Ace of Eight, I said, you're going to lose everything you got when this new world order comes in. Serve it as much as you want. It's the end of humanity as we know it. It's the singularity without humans. It's the transhumanist eugenics takeover. Hitler squared on PCP. You don't join with this. You don't work with it. It's cancer. We either eradicate the tyranny or it's over, folks. Now, Mikhail, you did find the articles because you came in and said, hey, you know, we broke all this. And I was like, yeah, I know we broke it. And, you know, look at AP, look at the Washington Post. Why? The FBI caught ordering police to not tell people about the Stingray system. Stingray is only one part of it. They don't even want to go to the telecoms now. This has been going on for a long time and pay for the data without warrants. And the telecoms are getting cold feet. So they already want Internet, too, because when they do the Internet kill switch, the police and the military and the government have to have their own grid. So first and foremost, Mikhail, you need to do a master article on this. Okay? First and foremost, it is a global grid in the West. Russia's putting in their own. China's putting in their own. Government Internet. That's how I started to begin with. If they call Internet, too, with the universities and major facilities, that's the command hubs. But they're putting in the saturation web to grab all the data outside of Google. So it's a race with Google and Microsoft and Apple and Amazon separately building their own grids. But you've got the feds and Cyber Command building their own grid. The British already pioneered this a decade ago with these cell phone towers that grab everything, these doppelganger cell phone towers. So, A, Mikhail, this is a master analysis. My master analysis, I mean just the master blueprint. A, it's their own Internet so they can kill our Internet and have communications as they wage war against their enemy, Homo sapiens sapien. Because they see themselves as this Homo sapiens sapien transcendent. And they've got other names for it. But this is it. This is a total war against humanity. They are Skynet. The elite believe they're going to merge with machines. They are Skynet. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the last Terminator, it's a woman who merged with the computer. Turns out it's a human in there. It's them merging with it, attacking us. This is Skynet. This is it, folks, and I'm here warning you before they roll the whole thing out. Okay? Now, we've got that going on. That's number one. Number two, yes, you got the secret documents on how it's their own communication network and they're stealing our data. That's good. Then it's a story of how the media lied to people. Alternative media forced it out there, so now they're having to admit it. They don't ever want to have a debate about what they're doing, whether it's drug running or child kidnapping, people that run our government. So good job. I want to show people. We're going to skip the network break. It's too important. I want to show people. Here's an article you wrote in August of this year. FBI ordered police department to conceal stingray use. That's a month. That's 25 days before the Washington Post. But hey, that's not good enough for you. Anthony Gucciardi, Mikhail Phelan, November 12, 2013, exclusive. Government document reveals DHS domestic spy takeover with the secret cell phone towers, with the documents, with the photos, from the police department, City of Seattle secret operations guy. Okay? And they think you're so dumb, there's their grid. They're not putting in, quote, free Wi-Fi because they love you. You understand? They don't give you free shots because they love you. They want you deader than a hammer. And a lot of you won't listen. But cops, when your kid rolls over dead when they're 10 from the shots you gave them when they were 2, remember I told you. And you keep serving that government all you want because it's going to bash your brains out when they're done. They're going to suck your soul real good. See, I have transcended them. I know their plan. I'm warning people. And my soul's in the clear. Look at this right here. You think you're part of the system because you've been given access to this? You think, yeah, you got the fate of ring wraiths. Okay, so there's the secret documents. Here's another one. November 16th, new mesh network documents confirm police vehicles real-time access to DHS spy cameras. Boom. Exclusive, mystery of rogue cell towers discovered. Feds attempt to downplay growing spy grid. They need to be able to kill grids selectively, take over radio and TV under the EAS system. Your cell phone's still going to work, but only to receive their data where they'll only have the communications during the takeover. So they can put up video of me slitting kids' throats or Mikhail doing it or Ron Paul. This is so they can jack whatever propaganda they want and show Alex Jones with a suicide vest blowing up the police department. And, of course, really all they'll do is drive by and fire a missile into the police department. This is how it's directly out of the running, man. Directly. So they can show militias blowing up daycares, and then really it's the feds doing it. It's not the feds. This is globalists that have taken over. And it's scientific. It's a 21st century war, and it's against humanity. They called this grid in the 70s Skynet. They called putting up the GPS, the dozens and dozens of satellites orbiting the Earth. They called it the grid. Look it up. They called it Skynet. All of this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so funny to them with movies like The Matrix and movies like Terminator and all of this to just be preparing you, preparing you, preparing you. They are Skynet. I don't know if they've got an artificially aware computer yet. I don't know if they've gone as far as they say, but I know that a lot of technology is 30, 40, 50 years behind. And they selectively deploy what they want to us. Let's put it to you this way. They had stuff like iPhone 6 30 years ago. But they had to figure out how to deploy it all as Trojan horses and how to test. Hey, can we put out vaccines and have thousands of girls in the U.S. die from Gardasil shots? And when the people learn it's Gardasil, then we call it HPV. Then when they learn it's HPV, we then call it papilloma. And then when they get, they keep changing the name. The enemy keeps recloaking. We discover their whole operation, how they're running Al-Qaeda. They changed the name to IS, ISIS, ISIL, Khorasan. And I said hundreds of times, over 100. They'll bomb some little separate rogue group that may not even be real, may be real. And all these things they're bombing are clearly empty. Nothing's in them. They're not killing anybody. They may recycle some old gun footage or something now that I've been saying that and bring it out. And I'm not saying it like I'm on a power trip, folks. They really do listen to what we say. Because they use any resistance as a war game theater to let us, as they see us as a simulation, even though we're real, they use our resistance to make their computer smarter. Well, let me just tell you something. The ability to blow the planet up with thermonuclear weapons doesn't mean you should do it. And the ability to wage war, psychological, biological, positronic, spiritual, energy war against humanity is the same thing. You have released a singularity path. You have released a singularity blueprint that anyone could look at and tell is going to be an abject, total nightmare. The public is going under mind control. They're going into their own boxes. They're going into virtual reality. They're already being absorbed into the matrix right now. The IQs are plunging. The connectivity, all the psychologists say, the kids are like sociopaths now. They aren't real people. They are literally sucking the intellect, sucking the destiny out of everyone right now. They are hitting us with chemical, biological, radiological. They are hammering us with electromagnetic. They are hammering us with everything. But being aware of it and fighting it is your body's resistance. If you don't just try to adapt to the poison, you won't actually adapt. They're using our adaptability against us. You don't just go along with it and just adapt when it's designed to incrementally destroy you. That's a false adaptation. You adapt by seeing it, admitting the battle plan, telling your subconscious mind, come up with answers against it, praying to God for answers, and beginning to resist in small ways. It will create wavelengths of mass movement and energy where we will actually take their attack, and it will cause psychological positive, what you could call mutations, in thinking and thought that will allow us at so many levels to defeat the enemy. It's in the game. It isn't a science fiction movie. It's real. I've been studying it for 23 years, ladies and gentlemen. And I was one of the first people at this level to fight it. So I was given the intel early on. All of it. And let me tell you, the intel I was given was accurate. The intel I was given was spot on. A lot of it I never even covered on air because it was so far out. You better know the people in the system are absolutely beyond being scared now. They realize it's all true, it's all real, it's all happening. Mikhail, great job. I mean, I just drug you in here earlier and you didn't have the articles. I wanted to show people. It's not about us going, oh, we're big, we broke it. Brave people gave us this information.
Absolutely.
We'll just say it. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it. Brave people gave us this info, and it shows what whores the media are. They know all this. They've been lying, but now they're having to admit it, I believe, because they were already made obsolete. Their lying and denying it existed didn't work, and so now they're having to admit it just to have any credibility, so they still have a conduit to jack lies.
Absolutely, yeah. Last month, you know, I talked to a guy named Pete Mosek from Washington State who actually did the public records request and found out that the FBI has been pushing these out, of course, because the feds are pushing this out locally. It all funnels back up to the NSA. We have all these local governments doing it.
You've been talking to NSA whistleblowers off record?
Yeah.
And on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. They've confirmed all this. So, yeah, it's interesting that now, a month later, they're coming out and finally saying, yes, the FBI does do this, and which, you know, it's not really new news, but as you said, the media is trying so hard to remain credible. Because real journalists and real people, independent media, and some of the, you know, of course, mainstream media are doing a great job at getting actual real documentation showing that the spy grid isn't, you know, a quote conspiracy. Now we're actually seeing all these technologies being deployed from the feds down to the local level.
And even if you don't want to have a cell phone now, they're stealing your data and tracking you a lot of time and listening to you, they admit it, listening to you without a warrant. They all should go to jail. But no, it's to keep us safe, Mikhail. Now it's face scanning software just went nationwide. It was already nationwide.
Well, what's interesting also is that someone else in Seattle, they were outside of a protest recently, and they noticed when they turned on their phone to check out some Wi-Fi connections that one of the nodes was happened to be on right near them, and it was a node right next to where the protest was, and that was the only node on. So the city said, oh, that was just a rogue node. But, of course, it was turned on because they were extracting information.
That's right, and we forced it to be turned off by blowing their op.
Absolutely.
And again, folks, there's a good chance they'll come after us. That's fine. We expect it. I win. You understand? I win. I decided to do all this. People are like, oh, look, Alex Jones got arrested or killed. I flew over the flat cloud.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must... must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.